living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
According to the American Cancer Society, one out of every three women in the United States risks developing some form of cancer over the course of their lives. For men, that number rises to one in two. That's a little scary, isn't it? Since cancer is an age-related disease, the risk of diagnosis increases the longer one lives, making it the second leading cause of death in the United States. This comes from an article published in the Life Extension magazine, March 2011. So I want to address what curcumin can do for us when it comes to protecting us against cancer. The turmeric spice has a compound, curcumin, in it, and lots of really good evidence showing anti-cancer properties of this amazing spice, and specifically the compound curcumin. By the way, everything that I'm going to cover is copiously referenced in the Life Extension article, so you can go check that out at lifeextension.com. I think the best way to do this, here's what we know. Curcumin can affect or manipulate or positively influence 10 mechanisms of cancer development. Think about that. So when you look at cancers, you look at a cancer cell, and you study the difference between a cancer cell and a normal cell, there's several differences, and 10 of these, 10 of those differences, 10 cancer cell characteristics are reversed or restored by using curcumin. So here, I think the best way to do this first is simply to list for everyone these 10 mechanisms that the spice is influencing, and then I'll go back to the top and we'll talk about these mechanisms in detail and get through as many as we can. But I want to give you at least the 10 mechanisms that are positively influenced or restored by curcumin. Number one, DNA damage. Curcumin protects and restores DNA damage. Number two, curcumin eases chronic inflammation. Number three, curcumin restores cell signaling pathways. Number four, curcumin restores normal cell reproductive cycles. Number five, curcumin helps to regulate and influence apoptosis, which is programmed cell death. Number six, curcumin restores normal survival pathways. Number seven, curcumin inhibits cell proliferation. Number eight, curcumin helps to prevent invasion of cancer cells into healthy tissue. Number nine, curcumin can inhibit something called angiogenesis. And number 10, curcumin can slow down overall cancer spread from the original site to different organs. So that's pretty impressive for a spice. As a matter of fact, you know, in most cases, even chemotherapeutic drugs don't have this type of multimodal, multifactorial effect. So let's look at each one of these a little bit more specifically. First, I said that curcumin can protect DNA. That's the most important thing. You know, cancer, the hallmark of all cancers, no matter what type of cancer it is DNA damage. You know, in your genes, there are certain parts of the genes that code for proteins that regulate how a cell divides and grows. There are certain genes that will make proteins that will turn on cell division, and certain genes that make proteins that inhibit cell division. And when you damage those very important, you know, cell growth regulating genes, I mean, that's the hallmark of cancer. The cell has lost the ability to control how it divides, and that's ultimately what cancer is. I mean, I think that really is my take-home message for you today. The hallmark of all cancer is DNA damage to those specific cell cell growth genes, and curcumin protects against that. How does curcumin do that specifically? Probably through its anti-inflammatory effects, maybe even the fact that new research is showing that curcumin, again from the turmeric spice, has some anti-glycation effects, which is, if you remember, I've talked about that before. Glycation is when sugar can bind to things like DNA and damage it. Curcumin can offer some protection against that. So that's number one. Curcumin protects the DNA. And that, if that's all you remember, I've done my job today in teaching. Number two, I mentioned that curcumin eases chronic inflammation. That's really, I think, how most people use it and most people know curcumin for is its anti-inflammatory effects. There are inflammatory enzymes in the body like cyclooxygenase and lipoxygenase. These are powerful enzymes that turn on inflammation in the body. You need those enzymes, right? You can't live without inflammation. But as we get older, we tend to overactivate these enzymes. So curcumin can inhibit both of those, the COX and the lipoxygenase enzymes. They can calm those down, bring them down to normal, ease chronic inflammation. And that's well established in the literature. As a matter of fact, that's probably the most of the studies, at least laboratory studies, cell culture studies, have looked at how curcumin is able to inhibit inflammation. So number three, I mentioned curcumin can restore cell signaling pathways. One cell will communicate to another cell, a neighboring cell, and that communication connection is very important for passing on nutrients, messages, hormonal influence. And what we know, what we notice in cancer is that many of those normal communication pathways are disrupted. And that allows for a lot of this uncontrolled cell division. So curcumin has been shown to reestablish those normal communication connections, which then allow the hormones and neurotransmitters to influence the cells like they're supposed to. Number four, I mentioned that, curcumin can restore cell reproductive cycles. Cells undergo kind of a four-part, maybe a better way of saying it, is a four-stage process as they prepare to replicate themselves. And to go through these four stages, there's checkpoints. And if those checkpoints are missing, that allows a cell to kind of grow in an uncontrolled way. Again, that's what cancer is. And so curcumin tends to reestablish some of those checkpoints as a cell begins the process of division. And that, again, is well established in the literature. Curcumin, this is number five. This was the fifth one. So I mentioned the word apoptosis. Just so you understand, a cell has the ability to kill itself. It's called programmed cell death. Once it's gone through enough divisions, it's done its job, its function is becoming a little bit uncontrolled, its function is not what it used to be, a cell can actually kill itself. And that's called apoptosis. Obviously, cancer cells have turned that off. They're not killing themselves. So a lot of research, a lot of cancer research has looked into, drugs, and in this case, curcumin, that can reestablish normal programmed cell death, and that's what curcumin can do. I also mentioned, number six, that, there are certain survival pathways that are important to cells, but if they become overactivated, these survival pathways can allow these cancer cells to live longer than what they should. So curcumin seems to restore the normal survival mechanisms that then allows a cell to undergo something like apoptosis, programmed cell death. Real quickly, also, curcumin controls the ability for cancer cells to grow vessels, which is important to metastatic disease. So there you go. Curcumin is awesome for fighting cancer. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.